Governor Charlie Baker and Boston Mayor Martin Walsh assisted family members of the three people who died in the bombings in placing wreaths near the finish line. There were no speeches. A bagpipe played softly. About 100 people observed the occasion, including Heather Abbott, who survived the bombings but later had a leg amputated.
Being here today kind of represents that the city has survived, you know, the attacks of 3 years ago, and we're all doing our best to move on.
At 2:49 p.m., a statewide moment of silence marked the time the first of two pressure cooker bombs exploded, killing three people and injuring over 260 others. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.